He played 19 seasons in the majors, and he was also manager for the Colorado Rockies and the Chicago Cubs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War. You hear my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn-Root Show, every day on USA Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern, as well as my national TV show, War Now, on Newsmax TV every day at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But I'm everywhere leading the conservative fight on Fox News, on hundreds of radio shows as a guest, writing books like Angry White Male, my newspaper columns, even on CNN. I'm a conservative warrior fighting for conservatism, capitalism, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. And of course, I will always be the fiercest defender in the media for my great President Donald J. Trump. But it all starts at my website, rootforamerica.com. You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners, conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your day with the news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, rootforamerica.com, or listen to my radio show at usaradio.com, or watch my TV show at newsmaxtv.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
Vice President Mike Pence and others in the Trump administration say it's another case of fake news strikes again.
That is complete fiction.
Pence says he is not going to run for president in 2020, issuing a statement refuting a New York Times report that claims he's formed a shadow campaign in case President Trump does not run for re-election. Pence called the report, quote, disgraceful and offensive. And President Trump's counselor, Kellyanne Conway, says
that is complete fabrication.
Conway spoke on ABC's This Week. The National Weather Service confirming it was an EF2 tornado that touched down in Midtown Tulsa, Oklahoma, with winds over 100 miles an hour early yesterday morning. At least 30 people were injured, a number of businesses and homes were damaged, but no deaths were reported. A manhunt this morning as a police officer was shot and killed in Clinton, Missouri, late last night during a traffic stop. They're searching for 39-year-old Ian McCarthy of Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Minnesota's governor saying the weekend bombing of a mosque in Bloomington was an act of terrorism. Governor Mark Dayton leading a delegation of public officials to the scene of that crime and calling on the community to unite against such attacks.
In Minnesota, we accept one another, we support one another, we respect one another, we live together, we work together, we succeed together, and we're not going to let one bad person get in the way of all of that.
No one was injured in that bomb blast early Saturday morning, but the FBI is now leading the investigation and says no arrests have been made. Just getting word that the sunken wreckage of the American aircraft that crashed, leaving three Marines presumed dead, has been located in the waters off Australia. The hybrid helicopter turboprop Osprey crashing in the sea north of Brisbane when it struck the deck of an amphibious transport ship during a joint exercise with the Australian military on Saturday. Australia's defense chief saying an Australian Navy ship found the aircraft last night and recovery operations are now underway. No word yet on whether any human remains were found. Again, three U.S. Marines are presumed dead following that accident. And eight Purple Heart medals are being returned to veterans and family members today in New York, medals that were missing for years. They include medals from both World Wars, Korea, and Vietnam. And we like to remind you from time to time, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. You're here live with Get Healthy Hunterdon. I'm Dr. Miola with Nutrimosa Flemington, Hunterdon's oldest and most experienced healthcare facility. Let's look at the weather today. And as you can look out the window and stuff, you can see the rain is on its way or has already arrived here. We have showers, but it's near high of 70. Southeast winds, 3 to 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%, so that's why it's raining outside. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and half of an inch are possible. Tonight, showers and possibly a thundershower before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 and midnight. Then a chance of showers after midnight. Low around 62 degrees. East winds around 8 miles an hour, becoming north after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch are possible.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced and oldest healthcare facility. Today, we've got a wonderful guest to be talking to and stuff. We have Lisa Van Den Voldenberg from Great Finale. Now, you've got to see an automobile with this person here and stuff like that. Wine with your personal touch. Lisa, thank you for coming on the show. And why don't you tell us, first of all, how did that vehicle ever get pulled together?
Believe it or not, there was a car accident where my car was totaled. And this was actually after the winery had been opened. And I had the gentleman who was running Fast Signs in Flemington at the time. I had met him several times and had asked him about wrap for a future sort of marketing endeavor. So the time was right about 3 years ago. I asked him what color car I should buy, and he told me, and you know, we went from there. So he helped me design the graphics for that vehicle, and the Great Finale Mobile was born.
It's unbelievable. You should see this. It actually looks like a grape on four wheels moving down the highway there and all. And how did that name ever come about?
I was thinking when I was putting the business together, you know, trying to come up with something that would be catchy, that would sort of describe in a couple of words what we were all about. And as I was thinking about wine, you know, I was thinking about the finishing touches on a meal and how wine kind of pulls things together to create a real sensory experience. And, you know, I just started thinking about grand finale, great finishes, grape finale, and that's how the name came to be.
That's interesting. And that all falls together with drinking responsibly. You know, you're not gearing yourself towards, you know, the person who, you know, pounds down, you know, a half a bottle or a couple bottles at one meal and stuff, but they actually enjoy the craft of making wine and actually enjoying savoring the flavor of it all.
Yeah, that's correct. Great Finale is a hands-on winery. We basically import grapes from California, Chile, South Africa, Washington, and Oregon, and we help our clients make their own private labeled wine. From crushing the grapes to pressing the juice out, fermenting the juice into wine, barrel aging or tank aging it on our site, bottling, labeling, everything is done on our premises, and our clients do not take their wine home until it's actually bottled, labeled, and ready to go out the door for drinking.
It sounds like you have to have a PhD in biochemistry and business and all. What's your background, Lisa?
I have a bachelor's degree in biochemistry and a master's, an MBA, if you would. I originally started out wanting to be a veterinarian. I lived in Delaware up until the age of 13. Was just in love with animals. Lucky for me, my father was in his current job at the time, working with a company out in Sacramento, California. Took a visit to UC Davis, brought me back brochures. I think at around the age of 8 or 9, I was destined for veterinary school at UC Davis. As luck would have it, we ended up moving to California when my father took a job with the same company out there that he'd been working with. And when it was time for me to go to college, that's exactly where I went. I applied to UC Davis wanting to be a veterinary student.
Wow, that's amazing. So what made that little turn over back to the biochemistry part of it and make you go into wanting to be a winery individual there making wine?
When I was looking to choose a major that would help me the most in the veterinary field, I chose biochemistry. It was a very heavy program of science, and I figured that that would really help me get a head start in the veterinary field. While I was working on my biochemistry degree as an undergraduate, we had a little bit of an issue. When I came home one year during the summer, my friend's puppy was hit by a car. I was on the scene, loaded the dog in my car. Our local vet, knowing that I had wanted to be a vet student, had given me his personal phone number. I called him. This was on a weekend. I met him at the veterinary clinic, and he said, "You're it, because I have nobody else here to help me." So I was assisting him with working on the puppy, who ended up passing away. It was a pretty severe injury. And I learned very clearly through that experience that I really loved working on, or loved animals more than I loved working on them. So at that point, then I was challenged to find another major. I had a roommate in school who listened to what my desires were for a career. Her father was a physician, and she said, "You should go into the pharmaceutical industry." So that's exactly what I did. I went into the pharma industry. Now, going back a little bit, as I'm finishing my biochemistry degree, I had a professor who owned a vineyard and a winery. And you have to understand, I came from a household where my parents' idea of great wine was in a cardboard box with a dispenser in the refrigerator. So I hated wine when I went to Davis. And a friend of mine made it his, you know, goal to get me to love wine, introduced me to some great wines, and my love for wine was born. So actually having a professor who, you know, was had a vineyard and a winery is really a great, great thing for me to have around.
Wow. What a change to go from veterinarian oriented all the way to owning your own business with making wine and all. We're going to take a little commercial break and come back where we're going to find out a little bit more about what makes Grape Finale the best place in Hunterdon County to go to.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Welcome back. You are with Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon's oldest and most experienced healthcare facility. And we are talking with Lisa Van Den Voldenberg from Great Finale. So, Lisa, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about after you got done with school and stuff. It wasn't so much that you wanted to be owning a vineyard and all the wear and tear on your mind and everything like that, but you wanted to get into actually getting your hands, or should we say your feet, dirty with good old grape stomping and all.
So I, you know, with my biochemistry degree and having the professor who owned the vineyard and the winery, you know, none of that helped me grow plants better. Even today, my husband takes care of all the plants at the house. So, you know, at that time, the first half of the whole process was owning a vineyard and growing grapes. And I knew I was not going to be successful at
right. Okay.
That.
Yeah.
So I continued to, you know, add to my knowledge of wine while I pursued a career in the pharmaceutical industry. And ultimately, I was promoted back here to the East Coast, which is where I met a couple who was making wine at a hands-on winery. Now, a hands-on winery, you're not growing anything because you're importing all your grapes.
Right.
You're just focusing on the winemaking process. And when I saw that, you know, I was hitting my head because I thought, why didn't I think of this when I was in, you know, back in California? But, you know, the pharmaceutical industry also helped me learn what I needed to do to really market the business as well. So when the time was right, and I did spend quite some time in the pharmaceutical industry, about 20 years.
Wow, okay.
I left that career and asked my husband if it was okay for me to own a hands-on winery, you know, open one up here in Hunterdon County, and he said, go for it. So 6 years ago, Great Finale was born.
What a great support staff and stuff to have a significant other say, you know, honey, go ahead and do it. Do your dream and all and be back and, you know, backing you 100% like that. Now, that's excellent. And I can just imagine, but why don't you go through what is actually involved with opening up a business like yours here in Hunterdon County?
Basically, finding the right site, first of all. Having the capital to invest and getting the equipment, the barrels, and other things that you need to really, really put that together. And then having an understanding of how to market this business in order to make sure that people are aware of you, where you are, what you do, and what you you have to offer. But for me, I just really wanted to bring the fun of winemaking to Hunterdon County and make that available to people in the area that I lived in and worked.
Right. So you were wearing a multitude of different hats and stuff. First, you know, you're out there looking for, you know, a space to put together all this. Then you're looking for equipment. Then you're looking for a supplier of quality grapes and supplies. Then you're looking for the population that's going to want to embrace your particular product and service and all. So how did you go about doing all this?
First of all, what I did is I looked around to see who else was doing this, and I visited all of the different places, and I found one where I really, really liked what they were doing. And then I talked to the owner there, and I said, this is what I want to do. You know, I'm opening it up over here. Would you be interested in you know, being my consultant and helping me put this together. And he absolutely did. Not only that, I worked at his place for a year and a half, because while I knew a lot about wine and winemaking and things like that, I didn't necessarily know had the day-to-day operations of a hands-on winery. And I wanted to make sure that when I opened my business, I hit the ground running. So I worked with him for a year and a half, learned the day-to-day operations of a hands-on winery, and then opened my own place with his help.
That's another interesting thing that I find with your particular product and service and stuff. That whole industry and stuff, they are more than happy to lend a hand, whether it's through their experience, whether it's through their suppliers or listings and things like that, or even just, you know, come and, you know, work with me for a little while so you can get a hands-on and stuff. We don't see that happening in, you know, in the current business trend out there. Everybody's so cutthroat and all. But here it seems, you know, that, you know, your particular industry and all the wine making, they really embrace that that fellowship and working towards a common goal.
I think what we've found out as wineries and winemakers is if one of us does well, then all of us do well. So it's sort of a brotherhood to help, you know, everyone move along. For example, the first year that our wines were awarded medals by the American Wine Society, you know, CentralJersey.com did an article where they came out and they talked about Hunterdon County as a wine paradise. And not only was I mentioned in there, but also Beneducci and Unionville and Old York Cellars. You know, so it's, I think it's important, especially with New Jersey, especially now really working to grow its winemaking community, that we work together to help everybody grow.
Right. Well, I know when I was growing up in Hunterdon County, there was maybe one or two wineries in the whole area and stuff. And, you know, since then and stuff, probably in the last, 10, 15 years and stuff, wine growing and stuff, wineries around just in Hunterdon County has really ballooned and blossomed, as we could say, and stuff, and taken hold.
Yeah, but I don't want people to think that we're like any other winery in Hunterdon County. We're a hands-on winery in that we aren't in the country surrounded by vineyards. We're in Bartles Corner Business Park in Flemington. The other thing is I don't use New Jersey grapes when we make wine. We import them from South Africa, Chile, California, Washington, and Oregon. So we're different. And our processes, you know, I can't say that I'm in the know about how every other winery makes wine here, but I can tell you that our processes are a little different from the standpoint of overall winemaking. I mean, wine has been described as the perfect beverage because the grapes contain all the ingredients necessary to create their transformation. I mean, you put grapes in a vat, and over time, the yeast coating the skins set alchemy in motion, converting the sugar in the juice into alcohol. But it was just this sort of unbidden fermentation that inspired humans so long ago to spend the next few millenniums improving their methods of winemaking. A few wines are still made sort of the natural way, with no other ingredients except the possible addition of sulfites, which have been used for eons as a stabilizer and preservative. Yet it's no secret that many wines, most in fact, include a lot more than grapes, yeast, and sulfur. And that's what makes us different, because we don't add a lot of these additives.
That's why I was wondering and stuff, because you hear so often about sulfites, you get headaches, or, you know, you have, you know, side effects that go on with that and all. And how do you combat that, or how is your processing a little different then?
Well, most of the wines out there that you buy in the liquor store have 250 to 350 parts per millions of sulfite in as a preservative. When you make your wine at Grape Finale, we only have 50 parts per million.
Oh, my gosh. That's a huge difference.
Yeah,
then
5 to 6 times less than in most commercial wineries. So that's one big ingredient. But in wineries, before fermentation even begin, enzymes may be added to speed up the removal of solid particles from the juice, to amplify desirable aromas while eliminating disagreeable ones, to intensify the color of red wines and to clarify the color of whites. And it doesn't stop there. In commercial wineries, other additives can be used to enhance a wine's texture, to add or subtract tannins, or simply to adjust quality. Winemakers can select specific yeast and special nutrients to keep those yeasts working. They can add Oak extracts for flavor and further tannin adjustment, and compounds derived from grape juice to fix color, texture, and body. They can add sugar to lengthen the fermentation, increasing the alcohol content. They can add acid if it's lacking, add water if the alcohol level is too high, or they can send the wine through a reverse osmosis machine or other heavy equipment to diminish the alcohol and eliminate other undesirable traits like volatile acidity, which is mostly caused by bacteria in the wine, which creates acetic acid, which is also the acid that gives vinegar its characteristic flavor and aroma. And while we do some of these things, like if the sugar level in our must is too low, you know, we'll add a sugar solution in order to bring that up. The majority of these things we do not do at Grape Finale.
Oh, okay.
So we consider our wine a healthier, more natural product than most of the commercial wines out there because of the fewer additives and preservatives, including the lower sulfite level.
Right. What are some of the benefits, shall we find out, about wine, like red wine and stuff? I think we have, what, resveratrol in there that helps with the whole overall health of the body?
Right. Well, resveratrol has been in the media quite a bit lately. And red wine in moderation, and I really want to emphasize this, you know, everything should be in moderation, including drinking. And what does in moderation mean? Let's touch on that a little
bit. Yeah, what is the definition? Because if we talk to, like, you know, somebody who's, you know, polishing off a half a case of wine and stuff every night, they consider that to be moderate and stuff, where you and I might just have like a glass or two at dinner time and stuff and think that that's enough.
Right. Moderation for healthy adults means up to one drink a day for women of all ages, up to one drink a day for men older than 65, up to two drinks a day for men age 65 and younger. The limit for men is higher because men generally weigh more and have more of an enzyme that metabolizes alcohol than women do.
Mm.
And a drink is defined as 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of 80-proof distilled spirits. Now, even with this caution about, you know, being a moderate drinker, right, it's we're not recommending that everyone drink. I mean, some people have health problems that are made worse by alcohol, and others cannot limit their drinks to only a glass or two per day. And for these people, drinking can have a negative consequence. So, you know, we're not recommending here that everybody drink wine because, quite honestly, some people can't.
Right, exactly. Whether they have a physical condition, a biochemistry condition, you know, within themselves, or just the willpower or the control and tolerance and stuff of being able to stop when they need to.
Okay. So getting back to the resveratrol, you know, resveratrol is in red wine. Resveratrol might be a key ingredient in red wine that helps prevent damage to blood vessels, reduces low-density lipoprotein, which is the bad cholesterol, and prevents blood clots. It may also increase the good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol. Some research shows that resveratrol could be linked to a lower risk of inflammation and blood clotting. And when you lower that, you can lead to a decrease in heart disease. So resveratrol is an agent, an antioxidant that's present in red wine primarily because of the exposure to grape skins that could provide benefits when drinking red wine.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, there are possible health benefits of drinking wine. One of those is reducing the risk of depression. A team from several universities in Spain reported in the journal BMC Medicine that drinking wine may reduce the risk of depression. Researchers gathered data on 2,683 men and 2,822 women aged from 55 to 80 years over a seven-year period. The participants had to complete a food frequency questionnaire every year, which included details on their alcohol consumption as well as their mental health. And the authors found that men and women who drank 2 to 7 glasses of wine per week were less likely to be diagnosed with depression.
That's great. So what we're going to do is take a break here because we've got to pay the bills, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Vice President Pence is a very loyal, very dutiful, but also incredibly effective vice president, active vice president with this president.
White House staffer Kellyanne Conway talking about reports that Vice President Mike Pence is gunning for the presidency. Pence said the New York Times has it flat out wrong when they reported that he's forming a shadow campaign in case President Trump doesn't run for re-election. Pence called the report, quote, disgraceful and offensive. North Korea is calling the newest wave of U.N. sanctions a frontal attack and is blasting the United States for instigating the sanctions. The U.N. imposing economic sanctions targeting North Korean finances and exports in retaliation for continued missile and weapons tests inside the communist nation. And a manhunt underway in Missouri after a police officer shot and killed. Authorities say it happened during a traffic stop in the town of Clinton. USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, denouncing an attack on a mosque, saying it's terrorism.
If this were roles were reversed, it would be called a terrorist attack. And that's what it is. It's an act of terrorism, a criminal act of terrorism.
Early Saturday morning, someone tossed a bomb through a window of a mosque in Bloomington. Worshippers were gathered for morning prayers at the time of the attack, but no one was injured. The FBI is investigating the attack that Dayton called a terrible, dastardly, cowardly act. President Trump is lashing out at a Connecticut senator. He's attacking Senator Richard Blumenthal on Twitter. He blasted Blumenthal for a series of tweets questioning how Blumenthal could talk about the hoax of a Trump campaign collusion with Russians when he was, quote, a phony Vietnam con artist. Blumenthal said at a ceremony nearly a decade ago that he served in Vietnam. In reality, he joined the Marine Corps Reserves and was stationed stateside during the Vietnam War, never seeing any actual combat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And I am back, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimosa Flemington, where we are the oldest and most experienced healthcare in Hunterdon County. The weather on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 81, northwest wind 6 to 11 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 54 degrees. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. And then let's just get that Wednesday in because it's sunny with a high near 83 degrees, light and variable wind. I just love it. We are back on the show. We are Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are talking with Lisa Van Den Voldenberg from Grape Finale. Lisa, we were talking about the benefits of wine, whether it's a white wine or a red wine or wine in between and all. Let's continue on with that because I think the listeners really want to hear about the benefits and things of that.
Let me first start out again by saying that all the health benefits associated with drinking wine that I'm discussing are only applicable to moderate drinking. And it's also not recommended for everyone to drink because some people have health problems that prevent them from, it's really unhealthy for them to drink.
Right. So be, Responsible drinking and stuff within your limits, whether it's a medical or whether it's a tolerance level.
That's correct. So before the break, we talked about that, you know, drinking wine could reduce the risk of depression, and I went over some study results. Wine has also been shown, or drinking wine has also been shown to prevent colon cancer. Scientists from the University of Leicester in the United Kingdom reported at the second International Scientific Conference on Resveratrol, our resveratrol friend again.
There we go.
That regular moderate red wine consumption can reduce the rate of bowel tumors by approximately 50%. That's a pretty big deal.
And that's a pretty significant, you know, condition that's happening here in the United States, because we're not getting, you know, the kind of fiber to move everything through the digestive system and all. So if we can just have a little bit of help through, you know, moderate drinking of some good wine and stuff that you make, that would be great.
Absolutely. And did you know that the benefits of drinking wine also include anti-aging?
Well, we're really interested in this.
So researchers from Harvard Medical School reported that red wine has anti-aging properties. Specifically, resveratrol, again, our friend resveratrol, was the compound found to have the beneficial effect. The head investigator said that resveratrol improves the health of mice on a high-fat diet and increases lifespan. Their findings, which were published in the journal Cell Metabolismifer, was the first compelling proof of the definite link between the anti-aging properties of resveratrol and the SIRT1 gene.
Oh.
Resveratrol actually suppresses that gene, which extends the ability of our cells to regenerate, which increases, and again, this was a study done in mice, the lifespan of mice.
Now, I think there was actually a human study done by the population stuff, and they do it over in France.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they have them drink red wine, but they have them heavy, they put in all those heavy sauces on their foods and stuff, and they're pretty healthy people over there.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very healthy in France, and they attribute a lot of that to their consumption of their wine, for sure. Now, did you know that drinking red wine has also been shown to prevent breast cancer?
Oh, no. Okay.
Yep. Regular consumption of most alcoholic drinks increases the risk of breast cancer. However, red wine intake has the opposite effect, researchers from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles found. So in the Journal of Women's Health, the scientists explained that chemicals in the skins and seed of red grapes reduce estrogen levels while raising testosterone in premenopausal women, which results in a lower risk of developing breast cancer.
Now, that's really interesting because, you know, so often we find, in at least in the United States, and we're kind of looking here at just in Hunterdon County and stuff, you know, the sudden increase of you know, breast cancer with women and things like that. So this would be a great study for them to further do here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, the authors did emphasize that it's not just the red wine that has the beneficial compound, but its raw material, the red grape.
Yeah.
So they suggested that when women are choosing an alcoholic drink to consume, they should consider red wine. They reiterated that they were not encouraging wine over grapes. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that. Now, did you also know that red wine has been linked to a reduction in dementia? A 29-year study into the effects of alcohol and dementia found that older adults who consume alcohol on a regular basis are more likely to live to the age of 85 without dementia compared with non-drinkers.
So is that why my grandparents and stuff always had that little jelly glass full of red wine that they would make every year for dinner before they started the meal?
Could be. Could be. I just know in this study by the University of California San Diego School of Medicine, they carried this out over the past 3 decades.
Oh, wow.
So the study is unique because they considered men and women's cognitive health at late age and found that alcohol consumption is not only associated with reduced mortality, but with greater chances of remaining cognitively healthy into older age.
And that's important with the general population now living longer and stuff. We don't want to be living longer but having a lot of issues going on. We want to be able to live longer and have that quality of life. So perhaps, you know, adding a glass of red wine every night to your meal and things may be a very inexpensive and a healthy way of doing that.
could very well be. So how is, I mean, resveratrol is actually playing a role in this in reducing the dementia. Investigators explain that resveratrol reduces the stickiness of blood platelets, which helps keep the blood vessels open and flexible, and this helps maintain a good blood supply to the brain.
Yeah.
So that's what they're saying is the reason for that. So there's some other possible health benefits of drinking wine. Protecting from severe sunburn, if you can believe it. Wine and grape derivatives can help reduce the damaging effects of ultraviolet light. This coming from scientists from the University of Barcelona in Spain, and it was reported in the Journal of Agricultural Food and Chemistry. The authors explain that when UV rays make contact with human skin, they activate reactive oxygen species, which oxidize fats, DNA, and other large molecules, which in turn stimulate other enzymes that can harm skin cells. Flavonoids, which are found in wine and grapes, inhibit the formation of these reactive oxygen species in skin cells that are exposed to sunlight.
Very interesting. Okay.
So, drinking wine can also prevent blinding diseases. Red wine can stop the out-of-control blood vessel growth in the eye that causes blindness, and this was found by researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis.
All excellent studies and all, yeah. So a lot of it has to deal with more of the red wine versus the white wine, then, would we say?
I think most of the research has been done with red wine, although there has been some done with white. I mean, there's more resveratrol in red wine because of the exposure of the juice to the skins for longer than in the white wine. So most of these are related to red wine, but there has been some research done with white.
Oh, that's good to know then. All right. Very good.
Additionally, damage after stroke. Red wine may protect the brain from stroke damage, and this was found by researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and reported in the Journal of Experimental Neurology. Again, resveratrol in red wine raises levels of heme oxygenase, an enzyme known to protect nerve cells in the brain from damage. When somebody suffers a stroke, the brain is ready to protect itself because of higher enzyme levels. Drinking wine has been shown to improve lung function and prevent lung cancer. Dutch scientists reported on a study that looked at the effects of resveratrol, red wine, and white wine on lung function. They found that pure resveratrol was good for lung function. White wines were also good for lung function. And a reviewer of the study wrote, resveratrol may well be just the bystander of something else present in wine. The beneficial effects on lung function are probably related to many compounds present in wine and not just resveratrol. So resveratrol and other compounds in that one.
Yeah.
Red wine or drinking wine has been shown to raise levels of omega-3 fatty acids, which in plasma and red blood cells, according to the IMMI diet study involving European researchers from various countries. The study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and they found that regular moderate wine drinkers had higher blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids, which are usually derived from eating fish. We know that omega-3 fatty acids protect against coronary heart disease. It can also help prevent liver damage. Too much drinking of alcohol has been shown to cause liver damage.
But right.
A study carried out at the UC San Diego School of Medicine concluded that modest wine consumption reduced the risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease by half compared to people who never drank wine. So that finding challenged conventional thinking regarding alcohol consumption and liver health. Again, moderate drinking.
Again,
for sure.
The key word, moderate, yeah.
Yep. And drinking wine has also been found to protect from prostate cancer. A study published in the June 2007 issue of Harvard Men's Health Watch reported that male moderate red wine drinkers were 52% as likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer as men who never drank red wine.
That's a significant result in finding and stuff, because the general population, multitude of the males at that age and stuff are suffering from some form of prostate, issues going on, whether it's, just benign or whether it's, a full-blown study there and all. So, yeah, interesting.
Also, did you know that moderate drinkers are less likely to develop dementia?
Well, there we go.
So a 29-year study into the effects of alcohol and dementia has found that older adults who consume alcohol on a regular basis are more likely to live to the age of 85 without dementia compared with non-drinkers.
So, again, we get the longevity, but we also get the full function of our aging population. That's great.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. So, actually, hold on a second. I actually referenced the wrong study. Drinking red wine 3 to 4 times a week lowers the risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Oh, another important thing.
According to a recent study by Dutch researchers, what I just read before was actually the dementia study. So
Okay. This
particular study carried out on over 70,000 people over 5 years was published in Diabetologia and monitored how much and how often they drank. The results found that drinking moderately 3 to 4 times a week reduced a woman's risk of type 2 diabetes by 32%, while it lowered a man's risk by 27%. So again, more and more information they're even showing benefits on teeth. So there's a lot of benefit to moderate drinking of alcohol and wine.
Excellent. So we're learning a lot about not just the benefits of having a good glass in front of you and stuff, but also the health benefits and all, whether it's diabetes, whether it has to do with prostate cancer, breast cancer, dementia, and a multitude of things, all working with that resveratrol to get that body working the way it should be. We're going to take a little break and go to a commercial, and we'll be right back with more information.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon's most oldest and most experienced healthcare facility. And we are with Lisa Van Den Voldenberg from Great Finale. And Lisa, go ahead and continue on with where we were.
We were just, again, going over the health benefits of moderate drinking of wine. The majority of them coming from drinking red wine, but some from white. Some of the recent developments on the benefit of wine include prevention of dental cavities, treating acne, dealing with stress. There's a lot of research being done out there. So there are health benefits in moderate consumption of wine, primarily red wine.
Right. And again, we keep going back to moderately moderate consumption of the alcoholic beverage.
Right.
Then,
yeah. And again, we want to mention that not everybody should be drinking because they have certain health issues that make it unhealthy for them to drink. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're really interested in just the health benefits of wine and you're looking to have a better relationship with your bottle than pulling it off the liquor store shelf, and maybe something that's potentially more healthy for you because of fewer additives or preservatives being put into it and lower sulfites, you know, then you really want to check out our business, Great Finale Hands On Winery in Flemington. We're located in the Bartles Corner Business Park at 8 Bartles Corner Road in Suite 107 in Flemington.
Okay.
And what we do is we import grapes and we help our clients make their own private labeled wine. So, you know, you come in for an open house, taste wines that we've helped former students make, let us know what wine you'd like to make based on the wines that you drank and what you prefer, and that's how the process starts. As a matter of fact, we have open houses coming up for our fall season this Thursday night and Friday night, August 10th and 11th, from 7 to 9 p.m. We have a free winemaking open house, and also August 23rd and 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. So you can come out, learn about our program, and taste some of the wine we've helped our clients produce, and then let us know what we can help you make. And we can help you make that leap from being a wine lover to a winemaker and introduce you to the fun of winemaking.
So how hard is it really to make your own wine? Could you just kind of go through in the next couple of minutes about, you know, some of the steps that are involved in? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be rolling up my pant legs and stuff and stomping on these grapes?
Well, we have worked with some clients to do that, but most choose the option of using our crusher to stemmer, which makes your crush session 45 minutes long instead of 4 to 5 hours long.
Okay.
So when you come in and you sign up to make wine with us, we help you make wine the time frame that they do in a commercial winery, which is a 10-month process.
Oh, okay.
Your time commitment during that process is 4 to 5 hours, broken up into 3 to 4 sessions, depending on if you're making a white or a red. The crush session, if let's say we're making a red wine, is an hour long. You come back 2 weeks later. The press session is an hour long. We have a racking event 3 months later, which is an hour long. And then at the end of the 10-month process, you come in for an hour-long bottling program. Now, we do have a mezzanine that overlooks our winemaking floor with tables and chairs up there. We encourage people to bring food and beverages with them to make it a fun social event. They can arrive early. They can stay late. We find that our clients really enjoy, you know, the winemaking aspects of their session, but also interacting with family, friends, colleagues, clients. Even brides and grooms come in to make wine for their wedding favors.
Oh, okay.
And they built it around their bridal party.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 10-month process, your time commitment, 4 to 5 hours, and we help you every step of the way.
Oh, okay, that sounds very, very good then and all. You know, I was expecting, you know, to have to go more frequently and, you know, longer hours and things, but that sounds like you've got it streamlined down to a very, very easy for anybody to fit into their hectic lifestyle and schedule. And I love the idea about being able to bring guests and friends with you and stuff and kind of make it a big festive occasion of you, you know, actually creating and you know, giving birth to this wine of yours and stuff that you can hand out mm-hmm. during the holidays or special occasions and all.
Right. And of course, you know, people look at making your own wine sometimes as, you know, having to sit through or drinking that wine is having to sit through somebody's, you know, family Polaroids or video, right? You know, they're thinking, oh, the wine can't be good. Well, when you come into the open house, you can definitely taste how good the wine tastes.
Mm-hmm.
But we've actually had the American Wine Society award our clients 97 medals for wines that we've helped them make. This year alone, we had 34 clients win medals for mm-hmm. wine that we've helped them make. So the wine is good, and local sommeliers have told us that our wine is comparable to $25 to $40 bottles of wine that you buy in the liquor store. But the cost of making them runs between $13 to $16 a bottle.
Everybody can get into that then
yes.
and all. That's great. And not only you know, having a great product coming out and stuff that you know, a lot of people are DIYs that nowadays and stuff, but they don't understand the full experience exposure that they have to get in as far as with the equipment, the facility, the storage, the aging and everything like that. And you take the guesswork all out of that and stuff, and you actually make it into an event that's kind of fun and easy to do and all. That's great.
That's correct.
Now, where's your facility again?
It's in the Bartles Corner Business Park. In Flemington, which is at 8 Bartles Corner Road. We're in Suite 107. Our telephone number is 908-237-0302. I'm always available to answer questions. And if you prefer looking at the internet, our website is grapefinale.com. And there is information and videos and, you know, a lot of stuff there to help you get a better feel for who we are and what we can help you do.
Wonderful. That's great. I enjoyed this whole hour, and it just flew by and stuff. Lisa, is there anything that you want to add before we have to go?
Absolutely. New customers who come in and mention that they heard me on 100 and Chamber Radio for a quarter barrel winemaking experience, I'll give them a $25 discount, a half barrel winemaking experience, a $50 discount. Three quarters of a barrel winemaking experience, $75 discount, and a full barrel, $100 discount.
Wow, those sound, that sounds great and all. Excellent. And great finale. You can't get any better than that and all. Lisa, this was a great session. I enjoyed myself thoroughly and stuff, and we're going to look forward to coming down there and getting some wine from you and all at these open houses. When are those again?
August 10th. 11th, 23rd, and 24th from 7 to 9 p.m., and they are completely free, and reservations are not required. And you're more than welcome to invite family and friends and anybody that you think will be making wine with you to help you choose your varietal.
Excellent. Well, we've run out of time, and this hour just flew by and stuff. So, again, Lisa, I really appreciate you coming down and filling us in about do-it-yourself winemaking at your facility there. Great finale, and that's at 8 Bartles Corner Road, right here in our own Flemington, New Jersey. And her contact number is 908-237-0302. And you can go to her website, www.grapefinale.com. This was an excellent time and stuff, and the listeners, I'm sure, are going to be calling and wanting to get in there and get some samples and get signed up for the next coming program that you have going on there. With that, we're going to go to the news, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's oldest and most experienced healthcare facility.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Vice President Pence is a very loyal, very dutiful, but also incredibly effective vice president, active vice president with this president.
White House staffer Kellyanne Conway talking about reports that Vice President Mike Pence is gunning for the presidency. Pence said the New York Times has it flat out wrong when they reported that he's forming a shadow campaign in case President Trump doesn't run for re-election. Pence called the report, quote, disgraceful and offensive. North Korea is calling the newest wave of U.N. sanctions a frontal attack and is blasting the United States for instigating the sanctions. The U.N. imposing economic sanctions targeting North Korean finances and exports in retaliation for continued missile and weapons tests inside the communist nation. And a manhunt underway in Missouri after a police officer shot and killed. Authorities say it happened during a traffic stop in the town of Clinton. USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, denouncing an attack on a mosque, saying it's terrorism.
If this were, the roles were reversed, and it would be called a terrorist attack. And that's what it is. It's an act of terrorism, a criminal act of terrorism.
Early Saturday morning, someone tossed a bomb through a window of a mosque in Bloomington. Worshippers were gathered for morning prayers at the time of the attack, but no one was injured. The FBI is investigating the attack that Dayton called a terrible, dastardly, cowardly act. President Trump is lashing out at a Connecticut senator. He's attacking Senator Richard Blumenthal on Twitter. He blasted Blumenthal for a series of tweets questioning how Blumenthal could talk about the hoax of a Trump campaign collusion with Russians when he was, quote, a phony Vietnam con artist. Blumenthal said at a ceremony nearly a decade ago that he served in Vietnam. In reality, he joined the Marine Corps Reserves and was stationed stateside during the Vietnam War, never seeing any actual combat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded.